Abortion rights are a major theme of this week's Democratic convention in Chicago. Illinois, where Democrats control the state government, has become a significant access point for patients seeking abortions. But the party wants to remind voters that former President Trump is largely responsible for the abortion bans that took effect in states surrounding Illinois and beyond after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Abortion providers are trying to bring that message home by setting up a reproductive health clinic on wheels just miles from the convention. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports from Chicago.
As Democrats began gathering for the first day of their convention, across town, Luis Ayala was getting something he'd been wanting for a while.
I mean, it was a little uncomfortable. I don't think it was painful, but it was uncomfortable.
It was a vasectomy. Ayala is 28 and works as an electrician. He says his wife saw a social media post about a free reproductive health clinic Planned Parenthood was sponsoring here in Chicago and suggested that he sign up.
Because I have three kids, and pretty much I wanted to stop having kids. That way I can focus on the three kids that I have and give them the best future they can have.
His wife, Fabiola Ayala, says they wanted the procedure a few years ago while she was pregnant with their third child, but another doctor discouraged her husband because he was in his early 20s.
And so I ended up having to get on birth control, and I'm ready to, like, remove my birth control and just get off the hormones.
In a second exam room on the other side of the RV, Dr. Colleen McNicholas was offering prescriptions for abortion pills, which she says patients could take on-site or take home under Illinois law.
It's a great opportunity, I think, for us to show how, when you have a state like Illinois that prioritizes healthcare access and passes good policy, that you can be creative and innovative in how you meet people's healthcare needs.
Planned Parenthood purchased the RV in response to the Supreme Court's Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision, which allowed most of Illinois' neighboring states to heavily restrict abortion. McNicholas is chief medical officer for Planned Parenthood of Great Rivers, which serves parts of Missouri and Illinois. Providing abortion in the region means navigating a variety of challenges, including security. On this day, the unit was set up inside a fenced lot with several security guards on hand.
Abortion is genocide!
Abortion is genocide!
On the perimeter, anti-abortion protesters occasionally clashed with abortion rights activists who were on hand to support the effort.
The truth is we're used to that, right? We know that the services that we provide bring out folks who are in opposition. But the truth is, you know, healthcare shouldn't be politicized.
But in the current political reality, abortion is a key issue that galvanizes each party's base. In a statement, National Right to Life President Carol Tobias called the Planned Parenthood clinic disgusting and said it was not surprising, given the Democratic Party's support for abortion rights. Meanwhile, at the convention, Democrats are showcasing the stories of women who've been affected by abortion bans, including a rape victim and patients facing medical complications. The mobile Planned Parenthood clinic continues for a second day, providing medication abortion through late Tuesday night. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Chicago.